Millions of American students lack access to the technology they need to succeed in a digital world. Verizon Innovative Learning has provided free technology, free internet access, and hands-on learning experiences to help give under-resourced students the education they deserve. And the results are nothing short of amazing. Students show improvements in math and reading, and they're more engaged in school. Verizon Innovative Learning has helped over 1 million kids to date, and they'll help 2 million more by 2021. Learn more at verizoninnovativelearning.com/WS1.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. So last month, Apple unveiled shiny new updated iPhones and smartwatches. This month, this day, Tuesday, it will take over the Brooklyn Academy of Music in New York City to show off the newest members of its iPad and Mac families. Here with what you need to know before you need to know it, a preview with Apple reporter for the Journal Trip Mickle after these tech headlines. IBM has agreed to buy software and services company Red Hat Inc. for about $33 billion, a deal aimed at helping the company boost a cloud computing business central to reviving the tech giant. IBM rivals Amazon and Microsoft have jumped ahead of IBM in recent years in the business of providing computing power for rent. According to the Journal report, Red Hat will help IBM with that effort because it's a leading provider of open source software and services that help companies bridge different platforms. You can read more details about the deal at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Intel has hit an internal goal for workforce diversity. While that doesn't mean it has reached gender or racial equality, the company says its workforce now reflects the available talent pool, roughly 20% female, 9.2% Hispanic, and a little under 5% African American. Those numbers lag well behind the overall population as well as the workforce at large, but Intel says hitting this goal is a first step toward achieving broader diversity. Other companies have set similar goals. AOL, for example, aims to have women in 50% of leadership positions by 2020, while Twitter said that it would set diversity goals every 2 years instead of on an annual basis. Companies like Facebook and Google may face billions of dollars in new taxes across Asia and Latin America. The Journal says dozens of countries are stepping up efforts to levy new taxes on tech giants, hoping to capture revenue from digital services as economic activity increasingly shifts online. Inspired by European proposals, South Korea, India, and at least 7 other Asian Pacific countries are exploring new taxes. The Journal says Mexico, Chile, and other Latin American countries, too, are contemplating new taxes aimed at boosting receipts from foreign tech firms. Journal reporters Timothy W. Martin and Sam Schechner have more from overseas at WSJ.com. Coming up, another month, another Apple event, previewing what is to be expected and the newest members of the iPad and Mac families. For the fourth time in the past decade, Apple is holding a second event to announce new versions of its gadgets. These, of course, take place conveniently ahead of the holiday shopping season. And here we are. Here in New York City, for a change, this is exciting, is The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle with a preview. Trip, welcome to the podcast studio.
Hey, Tyne.
Apple, as you write, is launching a record 7 new devices ahead of the holiday shopping season. Not holding back any punches, we always talk about how people aren't really buying iPhones like they used to. Is this part of a broader gadget trend? Did we land on this strategy right now, throw everything at them, they're bound to buy something? What's the marketing playbook this year?
I think there are two things going on here with that product increase ahead of the holiday shopping season. One is, yeah, people are buying fewer iPhones. So if you have more options out there, other new products, then they can pick and choose from that, right? Let's say you have an Apple bag of cash.
Yeah, I got one.
And you want to spend a little bit ahead of Christmas? Well, maybe you need a new iPad and not a new iPhone. Or maybe you need a new MacBook. And now they're going to have low price options in both those categories that they haven't had in years past. Plus, it's about time for them to renew and upgrade those products.
Right.
People who've been sitting on older versions of them are ready for something with faster processors, maybe a different design, better performance, and so on and so forth.
Definitely seems to be the feeling out there. So where is Apple's footing in the tablet game, and how can we expect it to be rejuvenated on Tuesday?
You know, the iPad was such a blockbuster when it first launched, and it just caught everyone by surprise because a lot of people said, well, I already have a phone in my pocket. Why do I need this big, heavy thing as well?
Yeah, you remember, people fell in love with that thing when it first came out. I remember it well.
there were a lot of naysayers, and Apple immediately proved them wrong, and it did really, really well. But unit sales peaked several years ago, and they've just been on the decline ever since then. And what Apple needs to do is find a way to rejuvenate that. They tried to do so with the iPad Pro in 2015 when it first made its debut. Now they're going to update that device. And I think what we're going to hear a lot about is a lot of the functionality with it. They're really going to try to make an appeal like to artists, illustrators, musicians, all the tools that can be packed onto that device. And the performance it can offer in those fields is going to be something they emphasize as they try to really persuade people to start buying that particular device.
Mm-hmm. Not unlike the whole Mac situation. Definitely something the public is clamoring for as well.
The MacBook Air has become probably one of the most popular laptops out there. I mean, you see it everywhere. It really is all over the place. And that $999 price point that it carries has made it very appealing and affordable for a lot of people. But by the same token, that device hasn't received a major upgrade in terms of design or capabilities in a while. And so bringing out some type of kind of substitute low-priced MacBook offers the chance for Apple to kind of juice some of its unit sales, some of the volume in the MacBook category. Yeah, it's there.
And this is what we're able to parcel together, you know, putting all the rumors and analyst expectations in line. But could Apple surprise us this year? I mean, they're known to, but what else is there? What could, what is everyone looking alive for maybe on this Tuesday?
It is going to be at a music venue. It's going to be at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. So that raises questions about whether or not there might be some AirPods in the offing. Certainly, based on the invitations that went out, which were all color-drawn images, there's been a lot of anticipation that they're going to have a new stylus, a new Apple Pencil that people can use with the iPad as well.
All right. We'll be looking out for it. We'll, of course, have full coverage all of this week. Trip Mickle, nice to have you in New York.
Thanks so much, Tanya.
And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York.